Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from Spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from Spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for this version of Raising Your Spirits, Tony Ginnis.
Thanks, everybody, for everybody coming in today to look at a different perspective. Last week, if you recall, those of you that were here, and I also have it posted on the Facebook site, we talked about synchronicities in numbers. One of the things about that came out of it was the numbers of basically 1, 6, 7. Those were the main ones. Of course, 8 represents abundance, but 6 and 7 were very, very big in the sense that so whenever you get a 6, it is usually is associated with toil and conflict and just things trying to work, trying to get going. So it is that hardship, that struggle that we all go through. And in that struggle, when we finally get to the end where we attain whatever we've wanted. So if you have this goal, like a long-term goal, and a long-term could be like a month on a project or a couple of months or maybe even longer, and then you finally attain that, and especially for if you've got a longer goal in the sense that you've got, let's say, a four-year PhD that you got, or a five-year PhD, and when you finally get through that, one of the things that happens is there's a pause, or there should be. Oftentimes, there isn't one. But when we talked about the numbers, it's all about the 6 being lessons and toil. And when we get to the end, then there's that 7. So what it came out was the earth was created in those 6 days of everything created. So there was a lot of sort of work and transformation and everything. And when it was all done, there was that 7th day of rest. And what Spirit wanted to sort of highlight today is we're going to be talking about that 7th day, 7 meaning divine connection or connected to Spirit. And that is your inner spirit. So when you finally accomplish something, when you just go to the next phase where you're looking at a new project, so you go right from 6 to 1, 1 meanings new beginnings. New beginnings in a new project, a new job, a new career, whatever it is. It's starting something new, but you skip that 7th step where you're not resting or you're not reflecting upon the achievement that you've just attained. Then in nature, there is this rest stage always. There is always some form of rest, or there's a blooming of something, and there's a point where it is at its peak for others to see, like flowers or trees. There's going to be an optimum area. And then after that, like right now in our area, we are experiencing fall. Leaves are falling, and it's going through that stage where it's getting ready for winter, getting ready for the heavier stuff that's going to fall. That's why the leaves have to be detached from the tree, because if not, then the leaves will hold all of the heavy snow and eventually break the tree. So the tree knows enough to let something go at this time of year. This particular class, what we're going to talk about, is that stepping back phase. The stepping back is not only to rest, but is to look back at your childhood. That's why the color today is orange. We're going to be looking at our childhood, at our past. And recently I saw a video by Joe Dispenza. He's one of my favorite scientists, and he's a scientist, and he's always looking for how it links to energy, to spirit. And he has a really great way of explaining how our thoughts and our emotions affect the lives around us. And they have actually measured in terms of vibration. They call it a quantum vibration and how it affects our world. When we look back at our childhood and we have, and bells ring off in terms of the various emotions that come up, and some of it could be negative, it could be guilt, it could be regret, the things you coulda, woulda, shoulda had done, or any regret or fear, anger, whatever comes up. And of course, in our childhood, there's so much that we can't do. I mean, we are just in that childhood and we're sort of depending on our parents, our coaches, our teachers to raise us. So it's that sort of village that brings us up. And if there's any kind of area where it falls short, where you don't think that you were focused on enough or loved enough, or they focused more of their attention on the first child than you're, let's say, the middle child or whatever. And there's always that degree that you missed out on something. That is a vibration. And when you bring that vibration from the past to your present, it creates an emotion. And that emotion sparks a quantum vibration that exudes out of your body. And what happens is, whatever is in that emotion, scientists have measured this, whatever is in that emotion, you will attract the same energy so that it matches itself. And this explains why when you start your day and you just feel fantastic, like there's this positive part of it, and your whole day seems to go and everything seems to work for you. It just, you get all the green lights and everything else. We're going to talk more about that next week. But this week, we want to talk about looking back. When we look back with any kind of regret, you might be justified to say that, you know, you weren't treated very well when you were younger, or all the toils and all of the challenges that you had to go through. But you went through it, and look at you today. You are this prosperous, because Spirit sees you as a very prosperous person. If you're still on this planet and you haven't gone crazy and you're still doing your thing and you're working it through, it's been a huge success, because a lot of them didn't get this far. That's how Spirit sees it. And they don't mind you joining them, but here you are, you're still on this earth doing your thing, and you're doing the things that you had promised you're going to do in this life. So that's huge for them. In that part of it, when we look back, what kind of images come up for you? So when we take this step back, it is a point that we need to celebrate what you have accomplished. Did you go through high school and did you get your diploma? Did you drive your first car? You got your license? All the times you rode your bike, and there was some near misses. And for me, I had several near misses on my bike. Several near misses in my car as I was growing up, and somehow went through them, and here we are today. And so there were so many things, and there was this one movie, I forget what it was. It was 1,001 Ways That You Can Get Killed in the West. It's a movie. And it was just sort of gave me this thought that, yeah, there are so many things on this earth that could make us so that we are not here, that we could die from so many things. You know, everything from a virus, anything from a fall, anything from the foods we eat, the time we came so close to having an accident. There's so many things, and we have survived all that. And this is the day in my era where we were on top of all that. We were playing with lawn darts. We were playing with putting nails in outlets. And we were, like, there was just some crazy stuff that we were doing as children, and we were fine. We ate dirt. When we go through all of that, what would that make us in terms of when we look back at our childhood, look back at the past? There must be some points, and there always is, maybe some moments of joy, some moments of I feel good, some moments of sort of freedom, some moments that you could pull out. If you had, you know, 1,000 marbles, and most of them are black, but there's a few white ones in there, you would see the white ones right away, and you could pick through them, because there's so many black ones in there that are negative and that didn't maybe have the best memory for it. And it doesn't mean you have to pick those, but it's so easy to. It takes that special energy to say, you know what, I really want to feel good. And Joe Dispenza talks about when we look for these sort of lighter marbles, okay, or different color marbles, and they are the better parts of our past, it changes our quantum field. And that changes the life you have right now, which will change your future. Because right now, you have the choice to do either. When we take this step back, what can you say that you're really pleased with your childhood? with the past. Because in that rest stage, you're going through this restful. When was the last time when you bought a sofa that you celebrated? When was the last time that you bought your home that you're in, that there was a celebration? And certainly, you can certainly argue that, well, we did have a homecoming party, we did have a barbecue, but was it so much something that you've attained, or something that you are now a different person because you have this new house, new car? It isn't about the things. Read something recently, it was a quote, and it said, it isn't so much the fact that you gained the things that you have a goal for, but it's the person that you now are that you need to celebrate. So you're a different person because you've gone through something, whether it's 5 years of university or whether it's 2 or 3 years of toiling to try and get your first home. And then you've got your first child and you've got so many milestones in your life. But like many of us, and many of us are in this position where we go from one challenge, okay, that's done, whew, that was done. Now we go through another challenge, then another challenge, then it's work, and we've got our raise or we got that promotion right into the new job. We skip a stage, and this stage is this sort of seventh heaven or this seventh stage where we just need to stand back and look at, you know, it was pretty good that I did that. It was really awesome. And you could just do it by yourself. I had a client yesterday, and there were so many positive things. This person is relatively new to this country, came to this country about 4 years ago with basically a suitcase and whatever clothes they had on their back. And today, They got a home, a car. They're going on a trip to visit their parents, and I said, you know, in 4 years you've done this, and it's been one challenge after the next, and you've had many challenges. Not only the language barrier, but all the other stuff that we all face every day. And here you are, and you're going through this, and she says, not only that, I got a promotion last week. I says, okay, where was the celebration? I says, well, there wasn't really, because I know the promotion, there's going to be very demanding, and I got to start training for that. So before we go from the toil and the challenge, as part of nature, you have to sort of implement, and sometimes it's not that easy, to implement this, okay, taking a step back. Because we do this sometimes when we are overwhelmed. That's when we usually do it. It's not when we should do it, but when we get so much things going on, like we're just going almost insane with so many things happening. You could probably list 4 things right now that's major happening in your life, whether it's something personal or a business transition or a partnership, or there's your parents are about to go into a home and there's a big thing about that, finding a new place, whatever it is, you could probably list 4 things major that's happening. So you're right, there isn't a lot of sort of opportunity to celebrate. But somehow in there, you will have a point where you're almost forced to, because it'll be so overwhelming that you'll just have to say, okay, I just got to take a minute. This is where we get colds, we get flus, we get things, stomach flus or whatever you want to call it. And it might be the human part of it where you did actually have a cold, but it was your body that said, okay, too much. We've got to go into a restful place. And so your body will intentionally get sick. The immune system will sort of stand back and just let you get sick because it knows you need to rest. That's what we end up doing. We don't even have enough energy to get up in the morning. Because all those signs to celebrate and to look back at our life and to say, you know what? It was a great thing. It doesn't mean you have to tell everybody. Most people do that. They'll put it on Facebook. Look, these are all the great things that I did. I saw one just a couple of days ago. There was this one person that listed off 16 great things that happened in their life. Well, that's not for us. I mean, it's great. I mean, please don't misunderstand me. I think it's great when somebody can identify it and share it. Wonderful. But I was getting in the energy that they wanted our approval, that, yeah, this is good, before they will say, yeah, yeah, that is good. That's not what this is about. It's more about doing this in private and saying, you know what? I do. I really am so proud of all the things I've been through, and I'm stronger today because of it. And so the next meal I have, it could be spaghetti, it could be lasagna, whatever it is, have a candlelight dinner, put some music on, and if you are, let's say, single, let's use a thing that's, you don't have to share this with anyone. You're on your own, and you toast yourself. He says, to me. You take a nice drink, and then you go for a walk. If you're into spas, or if you want to go fishing, if whatever it is that makes your heart sing, have that area that within the next 7 days, and that's usually what Spirit is asking, because seven is that time where it takes about 2 or 3 days to unwind. How many of you have been on a trip, let's say on a vacation, and you haven't been on a vacation for a long time, and you finally get there? Let's use the most remote area in one of the paradise areas. You know, I've been to this as well. Let's say you go to Hawaii. Let's say it takes you 10 years to finally get there, to finally have this holiday. I'm using a very extreme point here. It takes people 2 days to detox, just to feel, this is where I am. So 2 days is just to sort of gear down and just to be with nature. And after that, in that third day, that's when you start really enjoying yourself. That's when you start to go to more luau's, or you go to the different events that the country or the ethnic area offers, and you take advantage of it, and it's great. But it takes those 2 days to get the city out of your body, to get the clutter out of your head. So you need to take those 2 days. That's why Spirit says when you're in that area, you need at least 7 days to detox. Not on a vacation, because that might take longer, but just if you're in your own space after a long toil with something, you need 7 days just to say, okay, I'm just going to enjoy myself. I'm just going to look back, take a step back and say, okay, I really am proud of what I did. And it's not about pride, because that has an energy of, it's human. I get that. But it's celebrating what you have accomplished, because it took a thought to create it. It took a thought to say, you know what, I would like to get a PhD, or I would like to be educated. It started with that, to the point where you've gone through your 4 or 5 years, whatever your internship is, and then you finally make it. Then there has to be that point where you just take that time off and reflect of all the hundreds of exams you had to write and all the things you had to go through and the late nights and the pop test and the pop quizzes and all of that to get it where you are today, where you are leaving with honors, or you're leaving with a good standing, ready to start your new life. But before you get to this new beginnings energy, you've got to close off the old stuff so that the sixes don't follow you, because six is all about lessons. And sometimes we do need lessons, but we don't need lessons all the time, because lessons usually refer to something that has to be repeated again and again and again. And when we take that time, we are stronger for it. When we take that time of rest, our energies collect and we realize everything that we envisioned, followed through, followed our heart, followed our intentions, happens. We just need to close that envelope up to say, okay, that's been done. That's great. And you celebrate that. When you buy a new home for the first time, that's a big deal. But what about the smaller things? When we look back at our life, what is it that will spur us on so that we can start celebrating even the short accomplishments? Something that takes a week or two, because your body absolutely loves that. It does. Your body loves to be celebrated. I mean, we love it when someone gives you a surprise party. Surprise! What's this about? Because it's your promotion. Oh, that's great. Thank you. It's awesome. When other people see that, we have to also follow through with that. When we look at some of the things like we start getting furniture for our new home. Everything that comes into your home has to have some kind of connection to love or some connection to passion, something that really turns you on, and it should be celebrated. Okay? I saw a great episode of Everyone Loves Raymond. I don't know if you've ever seen that sitcom. In one of the episodes, it was about an Italian aunt, an old Italian aunt, that they found in one of the paperwork that said, hey, we haven't seen Aunt Serena for forever. We've never seen her, but she is an extended family for herself. They wrote to her and they said, you know, if you're ever in the United States, please come over and say hi. And the next thing you know, there's a knock on the door and it's a taxi and it's a guy that says, oh yeah, I have Aunt Serena. You mean you went on a plane right away? Anyway, to make a long story short, this lady celebrated everything, absolutely everything. And I'm just not sort of focusing on the Italians, because Portuguese, there are some areas of German and Swedish and Switzerland. So please, I'm just using that example in this one for the purpose of celebrating. She celebrated everything, the clothes that she had on. And at one point they said, well, we don't have a bedroom, so we'll put you in the basement right next to Raymond's office. And she says, oh, I get a cot. That is so awesome. Let's celebrate that I have a place to sleep. And then there's this big celebration, food everywhere, there's wine. And then she goes downstairs and sees all the awards and trophies that Raymond had over the years. And for him, he just put it on the shelf and, you know. And she comes down and she's in awe. And she says, oh, what? And she's talking Italian. And Raymond talks a little bit. He says, what about this? And he said, well, that's what I've got the writer of the year. And this one I've got. And he started to explain the various trophies. And she says, oh, I didn't know I had such an accomplished nephew or a family member. And he just sort of starts to get shy. And he says, well, it was really nothing. And he says, oh, are you kidding? This is amazing. So tomorrow I'm going to make a special meal for all the awards that you've had. And some of the awards he won like 10 years ago. But again, she just brought that every celebration in. And the entire family started celebrating everything. If the kids started talking, it was a celebration for that. And it was so moving for me. I thought it was a great episode. And it just showed that it is our perspective, all the things that we do. And when you celebrate and you dance around your children and you dance around your spouses and you dance around your loved ones, as you can see, if anything happens, there's no regret. Because you did everything to live life. And that's what you always hear, that live life to the fullest. What does that mean? And I got to tell you, I have clients that have no idea what that means. If you found that reason or that definition of living your life, well, that's great. But you know, there's a lot of people out there that have no idea what that means. Living your life, I think living my life would be, you know, if I go over to a park and, you know, I'm feeding the pigeons. That's living my life. I don't know what that means. If you've never had that around people where they're celebrating everything, then you kind of catch it. You kind of get the gist of it very quickly. They do this with animals. When you get a sick animal or an unhealthy dog, let's say, and they have bad habits, the best thing to do is put the dog in with the herd, with the other pack. And within a very short time, the dog gets it. And it breaks the habit like nothing, because the herd has an energy that the dog feels and wants to be a part of, like we do. We always want to belong to something. So we just gravitate in that area. So it is more difficult by yourself, but it can still be done by simply celebrating everything that is around you. Celebrate your kids. Celebrate the littlest thing. If you haven't already, just say, you know, I am kind of a big deal. You can say it to yourself. And if you want to post something on Facebook after, that's fine. But just don't make the Facebook comments that you need so that you can feel more powerful. That is not the best, Spirit is saying. You should feel powerful going in. And whatever anybody says, it doesn't matter or doesn't make a difference if it's negative or positive. It's just nice that they comment, but you make the accomplishment. Whenever I accomplish something, just recently we hit 5,000 downloads on our podcast, and I celebrated for that entire week. I think that was so amazing. And I started going on my motorcycle more, and I started just doing little things for myself that it was sort of gifts. And it was over a week after that I posted that post. And in that, I listed all the people that I had to thank to get me there, because I didn't do this by myself. I would never think that I did anything by myself. It was always through the encouragement of not only Spirit, but many people along the way that Spirit has put in my path. And these people are gifts for me. And I wanted to acknowledge that. So it's more about them helping me get to where I want to get, but I was celebrating them. And I had a whole list of people. It was about 6 or 7 people that I listed and shared, and it was great. And so all the comments after that, some of them I haven't even seen, because it's not about me filling my ego, but it was when those people said, yeah, you did it. And it's those people that I listed that is because of you that I'm there. And that it just gives your whole energy, your quantum field changes dramatically. Within 24 hours of after that, I was getting all kinds of calls from different clients that I haven't seen in a long time. I haven't mailed anything out to anybody. I just do my thing. And it's just that they all of a sudden wanted a tuning or wanted a reading or whatever. And it just surged in. So in other words, my quantum field changed so much that gratitude and that whole connectiveness and that celebration, people were feeling that they kind of need something. And they said, okay, I should reach out to this person to see if I could capture that. And that was the gift. So in this meditation, I want you to look back on your childhood, all those things, and pick out the little marbles of gems that were in your childhood, in your past, that made you smile. And albeit, if I don't know if that was as often or as frequent as it could be, but there was always a point where maybe you had a grade 3 teacher. Maybe the home wasn't that great, but your grade 3 teacher, she was so loving, and she just, it almost like she was spending extra time with you because she just felt something that you needed it, or it was just that somebody focused on me. I was heard by this person. That's a huge thing. That's one of the things that people talk about right away. I don't feel I'm heard. I feel like I'm not even in the room. And then somebody hears you. You notice, trust me. In this, I want you to look back at your childhood and look back at all your accomplishments, all the degrees you got and all the things that happened in high school, the fact that you made the baseball team or the basketball team and that you got cheerleader and whatever. And then you met somebody and that blossomed for a little while. And even though it might not have ended well, there was points of joy in there in the beginning. And so I want you to celebrate that, because it wasn't about the whole end result game. It's about those pockets of happiness that you attained, and you need to celebrate that, because you're a big deal. All of you are such a big deal, because when you look, you had to write down everything that ever happened to you. You would think in the beginning, oh, I wouldn't have very much, and you'd be writing and writing and writing, and it would just almost seem like it would keep going, because these old memories, oh yeah, I remember attaining that. Yeah, I did get student of the year. I remember, I totally forgot about that now because it was just a one-off thing. And you would remember all the good times if they gave you just a little bit of time to think about it. So in this reflection, in this stepping back, It is a perspective of your life. Everything from as far back as you could remember to just what happened last week. And ask yourself, did I celebrate that? Did I actually acknowledge that I thought of it, manifested it, and it happened, and I accepted it? Those are the four things. It's all about acceptance in the end. You have to actually want it and get it. Did you do all those things? And if you did, you just say, okay, then when it gets close to the end of this meditation, I want you to figure out how you're going to celebrate yourself. Because it has to be for the next 7 days, and it takes 2 days to detox. Just to think about it and think of all the great things that you could do to yourself, with yourself. And maybe you can share it with your family, but you got to be part of, it has to be in your cells of your energy first before you share it with someone else. This reminds me, if somebody ever gives you a compliment, you should never give them a compliment back right away. I think I've said this in another class. In other words, if somebody says, oh, I love your dress, or I like the way you have that jacket, or I like the way you carry yourself, most people will say, and I like your mannerism, or I like your hair as well. It goes back very quickly. Spirit always says, wait at least 30 minutes before you return a compliment, because it gives you that 30 minutes for it to digest and process into your body, because you need to hear that you're a big deal. All of you are, in some way. You are a very essential part of the friendship networking that is around us. Because if you're not here, you would be missed by some person that thinks that, yeah, you got it together. You have no idea how many people would think that you got things together. And when you hear this, I says, oh my God, it's like, I'm far from that. But the fact that people are saying that about you, it shows something. It shows you got persona, you've got some character. Like, you're not blabbing it everywhere. You're not showing every emotion you've ever had on Facebook every time of the day. And people do that. I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling bad today. And sometimes the emotions change just in one day for one person. I'm tracking this one person. And it's like every emotion they're feeling at the moment, they're posting. And I just don't get that. But anyway, that is how they want to run their energy, and that's okay. However, when you are looking at your energy, how is it that you are accepting all those things that you are? Because you're still here. If you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s, you've lasted all those times we had those crazy things available to us. And we're still here. Our immune system is still high. Everything's going great and we're strong. We have kids that are doing great. Yeah, you're a big deal. So I want you to think about that, and let's see how we can change your quantum field today by looking at the past in a positive way. All right, I want you to sit in a comfortable place, either lie down on a futon or on a sofa, lie down, sit back in your chair. If you have a recliner, that's great. Okay, and I just want you to take a couple of deep breaths, breathe in the color orange, tangerine orange, okay? And we're going to play a childhood one that we did last week, I believe it was, or it was very recent, and it will just give you that nice background and the energies of youth and of perspective, and all of that is embedded in the music and the sounds. You won't hear most of it, and it's okay. I didn't want to be distracted by turning up the volume, so I wanted to keep it quiet, but your quantum field will feel that, okay? So take a deep breath, and we'll see you in about 20 minutes.
Hey, Grandpa.
Yeah, just a second, buddy.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out to his Facebook group at Janus Shields Natural Healing Center or group tuning classes with Tony on his online virtual weekly classes. The YouTube channel is Suzanne and Tony 17. That's Suzanne and Tony, all one word and the number 17. And the website is lovehigherself.com. Until next time, namaste.
Hey there. If you like this show, I want you to text someone right now that you think needs to hear this episode. If they are going through a tough time and they need some inspiration, let them know by sending them a link to this podcast. Let me know how it goes to see if it helped them. All the best.